medyo bago-bago pa lang dito sa church. Let's say 4 months and below. Come on, taas mo yung kamay mo. Taas mo yung kamay mo. Palakpakan natin sila. Welcome back home. Welcome to church. And maybe you're wondering, you know, ano ba itong church ito? Ano ba yung napasok ko? So ito na shock ka, nagulat ka, medyo na culture shock ka. But let me tell you about who BTC is. We've been talking about this siguro for the last 2 weeks now, 3 weeks now, nag-started with Pastora Carla when she says that we are a family. Amen? Church is a family. It's not a building. It's not a place that you go to. It's a place that you belong to. Amen? We are a family. And sabi nga ni Pastora Carla, that family is our... Come on, say that word, commitment. I know some of you are allergic to that word commitment, you know. Pero in a commitment or in a family, that's where you grow. That's where you mature. And that's our goal, really, as a human being, right? Wala naman ito nag-goal ka na sana habang buhay na lang akong baby. Although you want that, right? Baby face. Or gusto mo hindi ka na tumanda. Pero eventually, you will grow old. But as you grow old, hindi lang basta you grow old, dapat nagmamature ka. Tama ba? And as you grow old, of course, you grow stronger. And that's our goal as a follower of Jesus Christ. We grow and we mature and we can only do that kapag nasa family atmosphere tayo. Amen? So that's why we say that family is our commitment. And relationship, believe me, it's hard. Tama ba? It's hard work talaga. And wala kang makikita ang perfect church, that's why you have to be committed to it no matter what. Amen? If you're here, you're looking at, you know, yung mga imperfections or perfections sa simbahan na to, believe me, you will find more. You know? Pero it's not about being in a perfect atmosphere, in a perfect place. Ikaw nga mismo, hindi ka perfect, maghahanap ka pa ng perfect. So that means, kung naghahanap ka ng perfect and hindi ka perfect, pag pumasok ka doon, guess what? Hindi na siya perfect. Nandun ka na eh. That's relationship. Amen? And it's our commitment, sabi ko nga. Right? And for us to grow, for us to mature, we have this what we call life class. So yun nakapag life class na before, nakapasok ka na. And if you haven't enrolled yet sa life class, we will be having our life class starting May 28. If you're asking, ano yung life class na yun? It's a 10 weeks, ano ba siya? Journey. There we go, journey. That's the right word. Hindi po siya katuruan, hindi po siya series of lessons. No, it's a journey, you know, of us maturing. Okay? It's a 10-week journey that we will be with you. Samahan ka namin all throughout. So it's gonna start on May 28. We have our enrollment booth upstairs, third floor. So after this, if you want to enroll in the life class, and I encourage you to do so, so that we can mature and grow in our faith. Amen? So church, BTC, it is a family. The second thing that we talked about last week is that we're all about Jesus. Kung di mo napapansin, we've been singing about Jesus, we've been talking about Jesus, right? Because we are a Jesus church. We are all about Jesus. And we said that Jesus is our... Thank you, bro. Pursuit. Jesus is our pursuit. We follow Jesus. And we don't just follow Jesus, we are persistent in following Jesus. We are pursuing Jesus Christ. And that's why in life class, that's what we do. We are following Jesus. Amen? So again, May 28, next week na yun, mag-i-start na po ating life class. Enroll na po kayo upstairs so that we can journey with you in your journey of faith. And today, this afternoon, we will be talking about another aspect of our church that we need to understand and realize. That we are all out in worship. Amen? Let me say it again. We are all out in worship. Kaya pansin nyo dito, si Christian, yung ating mga worship leaders, grabe, halos maputol na yung kanilang mga litid sa kasisigaw, sa kakantaway, because we are worshiping God. Amen? And that's who we are because worship is our weapon. Sabi mo, weapon. That's what we will be talking about if you're taking down notes. Worship is our weapon. So before we continue, let's pray. Lord, marami pong salamat for this afternoon. Thank you, God, for gathering us all in this place, Lord. And I pray that you start moving right now. I know you've been moving, Lord. And I pray na kumutok po kayo sa mga puso, sa mga isipan namin, sa spirit namin, Panginoon. I pray that you will give us revelation what this worship is all about, Lord. And I pray, God, that we will become Christians who will walk in power, who will walk with a weapon that is worship, Lord. And di po kami magiging talunan. Because we know, Lord, that we have the name above every other name, and that is your name, Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, open up our hearts and our minds and our eyes and our ears and our spirit, Lord. And I pray that you will give us a fresh revelation. And I pray, Lord, that as we end this, God, that we will see the power of worship and what we are lacking, because sometimes we do not worship you. And I pray, Lord, that you will put that in our hearts, not just on a Sunday, but on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that we will continue worshiping you and giving you thanks for all that you have done for us, Lord. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. So let me just ask you this question. Nung kayo nung umaga, medyo na-fail ako nung ating congregation na na-ask this. And I'm looking doon sa ating congregation right now. I think medyo magigess niya yung sinasabi ko, sasabihin ko now. Sino yung mga batang 90s or maybe late 80s? Yan, nabuhay ka na. Alam mo na yung buhay mo. Nanood ka ng TV. Yan, there we go. Isa lang, dalawa lang tayo. Sino rito nabuhay ka na ng 80s, 90s? No? Nanood ka ng TV. Go. Merong isang palabas. Hindi ko lang kung napaprood mo to. I think it was in RPN9. Buhay pa ba yun RPN9? Wala na ba yun? TV5 na yun. RPN9, meron palabas dun eh. I think sa TV5, pinalabas din yun. Yung show na MacGyver. Ah, kalungkot. Parang ako lang yata yung pinakamatanda dito, no? Ano nyo yung MacGyver? Yung palabas na yun? I love that show. It's an English show, syempre. American show. Tapos yung palabas na po yun, kasabay siya ng, eto, baka ito alam nyo na, Knight Rider. Gusto kong tanongin dito eh. Baywatch. Hindi nalalaman yun. Ayan, magkakasabay yung mga yun. Ito si MacGyver. Ano ba kasabay nung MacGyver? Airwolf? Grabe, tumatanda na talaga ako. Huwag na pag-usapan to. But anyways, itong si MacGyver, sobrang talino niya as an agent. Para siyang si James Bond. Ang pagkakaiba ni James Bond, hindi siya gumagamit ng baril, itong si MacGyver. Ang ginagamit lang niya is yung mga bagay na nasa paligid niya. You know, to get himself out of trouble, ginagamit siya yung mga gamit sa paligid niya as a weapon, no? To arrest other people, to fight yung mga masasamang loob, yung mga tulisan noong panahon na yun. Eh si MacGyver, matalino siya. Lahat na nakikita niya, nagagamit niya. And ako, nung lumalaki ako, when I was young, na pinapod ko yun, na-realize ko na marami pala sa paligid natin, mga gamit bagay sa paligid natin, na nininiglik natin, na meron pala siyang use beyond doon sa kung ano talaga siya. Ano siya ibig sabihin? Yung mga everyday things na hindi tinapapansin, pwede pala natin gamitin as a weapon or maybe something to get ourselves out of danger, out of trouble, to solve problems. Misa kasi inisip natin, di ba, kapag may problema, hindi ko na alam ang gagawin ko. Ako, natuto ako nung bata ako, kasi I'm watching MacGyver. Now, there's a lot of things around us that God has given us for us as a tool. And marami pong mga bagay that we neglect. Yung mga hindi tinapapansin. Na pwede palang gamitin. Na pwede pala ting gamitin as a weapon. And there's this one word, this one thing that we do as a Christian na nanineglect natin. Kasi feeling natin, it's just a Christian obligation. O maybe iniisip natin na, corny, you know, that's not me, hindi ako ganyan eh. Hindi ako magaling kumanta eh. You know what I'm talking about? Ano minsan sabi ko? That word, that thing that we do, na nineglect natin, that is so powerful, it is worship. Sabihin mo siya, tabi mo, worship. Alakasin natin yung worship, it's just something that we do before the message. You know, okay, pampalipas oras lang habang dumarating yung mga tao. Hindi natin alam that worship is our weapon. Sabihin mo, weapon. That's why I have this sword right now. It symbolizes our worship. Do you know when you worship, it's like you're holding a sword? That's what we will be talking about. Let's open up our Bible sa Psalms chapter 22, verse 1 and 3. You know, I have some few observations, some few points that I want to share to you about worship. The truth about worship. First, let's read this. Sabi, my God, why have you forsaken me? This is, by the way, this is King David who wrote this this song, this psalm. When we say psalm, it's a song. Habi mo awit. Yeah. Yung psalms, awit siya. And David was singing. Ito yung worship song ni David. Sabi niya, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Parang ang saya nung song na to, no? Pagkakantahin mo, my God, why have you forsaken? Parang hindi yata masyadong enjoying. You know, parang hindi praise, parang hindi worship. Pastor, alam ko ba worship pag-uusapan natin? Pero bakit gano'n? Parang simula pa lang, nakaka-discourage na. Kasi ang worship song, di ba kapag pinakinggan mo, nalilift up ka. Na parang pag mait ang ulo mo, di ba, pag magdadaanan ka, pag kinanta mo yun, pag pinakinggan mo yun, gumagaang. Pero imagine mo, ito papakinggan mo, ang laki ng problema mo, tapos sa pinakaunang mababasa mo, my God, why have you forsaken me? Pati pala si David, forsake ni God? Hindi lang pala ako? Napaka discouraging actually. Nung first part, let me tell you, the number one truth about worship is that worship gets real when life gets real. Ulitin ko, worship gets real when life gets real. Sabi nga nila, kung maghahanap ka ng artista, pinakamaraming artista, nasa loob ng simbahan. Mukha lang po akong artista, pero hindi ako artista. Pero totoo, pinakamaraming artista sa loob ng simbahan. Bakit ko nasabi yun? Yeah. Na kahit na may pinagdadaanan, nakangiti pa din. Tignan mo yung katabi mo. Diba? Kaya na pa nakangiti yan. Diba? Kaya na pa yan. Nag-welcome. Sino yung welcome dito? Talagang sa'yo nung welcome. Pumapalakpak pa. Welcome home! Yung mga nakangiti lahat sila. Ito pagdating mo parang, wow, grabe naman dito ang simbahan na to. Parang walang problema. Kaya maraming tao gusto pumunta sa church eh. Kasi feeling nila pag nasa church sila, wala silang problema. Bakit? Kasi you're seeing the people who are smiling, happy, di ba? Amen? Walang problema. But then again, sino dito naniniwala, kahit na nakangiti ka, kahit na nakangiti ang katabi mo, may pinagdadaanan pa din yan. Di ba? Sabi mo sa kanya, artista mo naman. Di ba? Ang galing kasi yung Marty na kahit may problema ka, nakasmile ka. Nagigit yung ibig ko sabihin dito, church can be fun. Church can be fun and games. It can be all smiles and all laughter. Pero in reality, lahat tayo may pinagdadaanan. You know, even this church, you know, as a family, may tayo pinagdadaanan. Amen? Lahat tayo may pinagdadaanan. Pero, sabi nga, worship, it starts kapag na-realize mo that you're, what you are going through right now, that's reality, but still you worship. Amen? Again, worship begins when things get real. You don't just worship kapag nasa church ka because you feel na walang problema. But you worship once you get out of the church, then nakita mo yung problema mo, tumatawag sa'yo lahat ng mga bangko. Matawag si Emerald ko, puputuli na, but still you are saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I remember one time when we were just starting this church, it was about 7 years ago, bata pa si Liana yun, my daughter, she was just, I think, wala pa siyang 1 year old. So, dumidedi pa siya, nang diaper pa siya. Nakatira pa kami doon sa tatay ko noong time na yun. And I have to leave my work to go full-time in the ministry. And then, noong time na yun, tagil talaga sa pera. We were going through financial problems. Sumabit saan si Pastora Carla, one Sunday morning before I go up and preach. Sabi niya, Pastor, 7 timpla na lang yung gatas ni Liana. Wala na rin tayong diaper. And then nung lumapit siya sa akin, tataka ako po siya lumalapit sa akin because I have no money. Wala akong pere. Nalala ko a couple of days before, nagpagupit po ako noon. Ang pagupit ko noon, parang 100 or 200 yata pesos. Nagpagupit na ako, thinking na si Pastora magbabayad since nasa kanya yung pera. Nung nagupit na ako, nung naniningil na yung barbero, yung tawag ko si Pastora, sabi ko, Pastora, 200 pesos. Ha? Wala akong pera, sabi niya. Nagulat ako kasi anong gagawin ko ngayon sa buhok ko, di ba? Hindi ko naman pwedeng ibalik na lang uli yan. Sorry, paki-cancel na lang. You know, nagbiyak pa kami ng alikansya. Piso-piso pa yung binakayad namin doon sa may barbero. We had no more money. And then lumapit siya sa akin, sinasabi niya na, pasok lang tayong pera. Wala nang pandede yung anak mo. Okay sana kung ako, wala nang kumakain. Ayos lang, titasing ko yun. You know, pero yung anak ko, alam ko wala na siyang dededehin. Ang sakit nun eh, mabigat yung para sa akin. And for most people, ako siguro, kung wala ako sa Panginoon, siguro, nag-breakdown na lang ako. Sinabi ko na lang, ayoko na, hindi na ako magpapastor. Magkatrabaho na lang ako. But you know what? The first thing that came to my mind, the first thing that came to my heart and to my mouth was, thank you, Lord. I praise God. Nung sinabi ko yun, hindi ko alam kung ba't sinabi ko yun. Nagulat ako. Natakot ako ba may sabihin ni Pastora, yun nga sabihin mo? Hindi ka naman gagawa ng paraan. But you know, after that, we prayed. And we thank God, we praise God. Pagbaba po namin, papunta kami sa church, may sumasalubong ng mga taga-simbahan, may dalang dalawang lata ng gatas, may dalang diaper. Sabi nila, Pastor, hindi ko alam bakit, ba't ginawa ko to, ba't binili ko to, pero for some reason, doon ako makatulog. Doon ako pinatulog ni Lord, lagi pinapakita sa akin itong gatas na to, but I have to buy it. Sinasabi ni Lord, 7 na timpla na lang, ito, pang 7 weeks. And I believe that happened. Because I praised God. Because I worship God even in the midst of my problems. Even when I face the reality, walahan tayong pandede, walahan tayong pang diaper, I still chose to worship God. That is worship. Sabihin mo sa tayo mo, that is worship. Ano sabi ko yun? Worship, it begins when things get real. Because God cannot touch the fake you. Na kahit ka nandito every Sunday, kahit feeling mo wala kang problema pero nag-worship ka, or maybe you are denying your reality. Paglabas mo rito, ayaw mo na mag-worship because nakita mo yung reality. It's fake. Sabi mo, magpakatotoo ka. I'm not saying that if you want to worship God, na you need to deny yung feelings mo. Amen? But you need to worship despite of your reality. Amen? And believe me, God is not afraid of your whining. God is not afraid of your complaining. Actually, mas okay na nga na kay Lord ka nagko-complain kasi si Lord ang i-complain mo sa iba. Amen? Because sometimes that's what happened, right? Instead of going to God, my God, my God, sabi ni David dito, anong ibig niya sabihin dito? Kahit na may pinagdadaanan siya, mukhang masaktan ko yung ating ano yun, no? Kahit na may pinagdadaanan siya, sabi niya dito that, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear. And in the night season, this is what David is going through, na kahit na daytime, namumroblema siya. Kahit na daytime, naisip pa rin niya yung lungkot. You know, usually, kapag sa gabi tayo nalulungkot, di ba? Sa gabi tayo nag-iimo eh. Pero pag sa umaga, masaya tayo. Why? We are seeing people. We are talking to people. Right? We are watching TV. Pero pag nag-iisa ka na lang sa kwarto, madilim, doon ka nag-iimo. Amen? Pero itong si David, even in the daytime, sabi niya dito, nangamoblema siya. But here's a good thing about David, na kahit na pinagdadaanan niya yung pinagdadaanan niya, sinasabi pa rin niya, you are my God. Amen? He's here declaring, my God, my God. Kino siya nagre-reklamo? Hindi si asawa niya. Kanino? Kay God. Amen? And David was going through life full of pain and full of hurt. Nararamdaman niyo ba yun? My God. Hindi lang once, but twice. Minsan ako pa nagagawin tayo, OMG. Oh my God. Ganun lang. Pero siya, oh my God. Oh my God. Nalala ko tuloy yung meme na yun. Oh my God. Diba? Nang feel mo yung kanyang distress eh. Feel mo yung kanyang problema. Amen? Kahit pagpati daytime, namumroblema ka, ibang klase na yan. Sino ito na pagdadaanan mo ngayon yun? Hindi ka lang tulala sa gabi, kahit sa umaga, tulala ka. Right? Kasi ang dami mong problema. Kasi pinagdadaanan mo right now eh. Sino rito, you want to be real right now and you can say, na ako pa so, pinagdadaanan ko yun. I'm going through financial problems. Hindi ko alam kung saan ako kukuha ng pambayad ng Meralco, pambayad ng tuition fee ng mga anak ko, pandede. Hindi ko alam kung saan ako magbabayad, paano ako magbabayad ng upa namin, saan taon na. Sino, you're going through that? Or maybe you're going through emotional stress. Depressed ka. Right? Anxieties. We are all going through that. Ito si David, he is going through it. No? Sabi niya rito, night time. Even in the night season. It's not the time. Hindi lang isang gabi. Because isang gabi, alam mo, how many hours lang yung gabi? In the Philippines, we have 6 hanggang 6. 12 hours. You know, buti pa sa Amerika, kahit na alas 9 ng gabi, maaraw pa eh. Okay? Dito, pero dito, alam mo eh, na lulubog ang araw ng 6. Pero, ano mangyari after 12 hours? Di ba? Lulubog din naman ng, hindi, sisikat din ang araw. Okay? Pero sinasabi ni David dito, he is going through the night season. Sino to, you're going through that right now. You feel like, kahit na araw, gabi, ang dilim. Ang daming problema. It feels like hindi siya matatapos. At hindi mo alam kung kailan matatapos. Amen? Let me just encourage you this afternoon that if you're going through a season of darkness, I heard this, somebody said this, sabi niya, sa bawat pagsubok ng panahon, laging natandaan na ang buhay ay, what does that mean? A season, it ends, it changes. Amen? Hello, are you still here? I'm saying seasons are just temporary. If you're going through night seasons, sandali lang yan, magbabago din yan. Matatapos din yan. Amen? The problem is this, na akala mo kasi, dumada ka sa ganitong tagtuyot, na wala na si Lord. Akala mo kasi dumada ka sa tag-init, sa tag-wala, ano mo yun? Yung www? www. Walang, walang, wala. Wala talaga. Kahit anong gawin, piga mo. Wala ka nang babasaging alkansya pa dahil basag na lahat. Wala eh. Nakakala mo dahil walang wala, wala na rin si Lord. Amen? Na hindi dahil tagtuyot ngayon. Hindi ibig sabihin that your God is not long, or is no longer Lord ng buhay mo. Amen? Kaya nga sabi ni David dito, my God, my God. Na kahit na he's going through that, he still believed that his God is his God. That Lord, or God is the Lord and the King over his life. Amen? Sabi mo sa tabi mo, huwag ganun. Hindi ibig sabihin that you're going through night time, night season, naiwan mo na si Lord. You know, a lot of people during this pandemic, pinakaunang ginawa, iniwan si Lord. Totoo ba? Amen? Sino ito you're saying that? Yeah. Isa ako dun. But thank God, nakabalik ako. Amen? Yeah, everybody went through that. And that's what I'm talking about right now. Na, yung seasons natin, it's only temporary, but your worship should remain the same. Amen? Hindi ibig sabihin that you're going through problems o kapag wala ang problema, taas kamay ka, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Pag may problema, dahan-dahan bumababa. Tama ba? Pabigat ng pabigat, ayaw mo na mag-worship. Nandiyan ka na lang sa likod, nakaganyan ka na lang. Buti pa sila masaya. Buti pa sila walang problema. Who here believes lahat tayo may problema? Amen? May iba-iba sigurong degree, but all the problems that we are going through in some way, it's all heavy. Amen? Amen. But we need to keep on worshiping kahit na nasang season tayo ngayon. Amen. Let's go back to that verse. Sabi ron, oh my God. Oh my God. I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear. And in the night season, itong pinakamaganda kay David eh. He understood the power of worship. Sabi niya, in the night season, and I am not silent. Sabi mo, silent. What is David saying here? David is saying, I'm crying out in the daytime, but I am worshiping through this night season. I am not silent. I will not be silent. I will worship my God. I will raise up my voice and I will thank Him sa magagandang nangyari sa buhay ko kahit sa mga tingin kong pangit. Amen. You know, if you're going through something right now, huwag mong kimkimin. Huwag kang tumahimik. The more that you need to raise your voice and praise God. Amen? Huwag mong suluhin. Minsan kasi sa pagsusulo mo, bigla ka nalang sasabog eh. You have to be vocal with your praises. Just like si David, sabi niya, I am not silent. I will keep on worshiping my God. Amen? Because we are all in a battle. Lahat po tayo, meron tayong battle that we are battling. What are you struggling with right now? Anong problema mo? Tanong mo yung tabi mo, sabi mo, anong problema mo? What are we going through? What are you struggling with? Whatever that you are struggling with, that is your battle. Tama ba? Kung ano yung pinagdadaanan mo ngayon, that is your battle. Amen? The problem with the battle is that you cannot fight a battle without a weapon. Amen? Hindi ka pwedeng sumugod sa battlefield na wala kang dala. Ano dala mo? Halo-halo. Suman, mangga, pagkain. Wala, ano dala mo? You need to have a weapon. Amen. Because you can't fight a battle without a weapon. And the moment that you lose your weapon, the moment that you go into a battlefield na wala kang weapon, that is the moment that you lose the battle. That's why David is saying, I'm not going to be silent because he understood na ang kanyang praise, that's his weapon. That he is in a struggle, he is in a battle. Hindi siya papayag na pupunta siya sa battlefield na wala siyang weapon. Sa gera ng buhay, worship ang ating sandata. Amen? Don't let the enemy take your weapon away. Don't let the enemy shut you up. Amen? And even in the battle, you use your sword. Tama ba? You swing it around. Yung iba nga, di ba? Nandaya pa exhibition eh. Na ginagawa eh. Naganong-ganong pa eh. Why? Because he's using the sword. Right? You know, we believe that we are a worshiping church. Amen? Do you believe that? We are a worshiping church. We are a loud church. Kaya pag sinasabi natin na bawal ang what does that mean? Bawal ang tahimik. Hindi ibig sabihin ito, magchismisan lang tayo. Right? Magdaldalan lang tayo. When we say, bawal ang tahimik, ang sabihin dito, bawal ang hindi nagwo-worship. Why? Because we are a worshiping church. Amen? Because we believe that our worship is our weapon. And we need to be a church that is full of life. Salamat doon sa apat na nagabuhay pa hanggang ngayon. We need to be a church that is full of life, full of energy, filled with power, and filled with passion. That's who we are. Kaya maybe napagkakamal lang kasi tayo na mga kabataan kasi, kaya ganun, no? Sino ito yung mga age 30 and above? There we go. Papayag ba tayo? Come on. Papayag ba tayo na 30 and above? Papayag ba tayo na sabihin na yung matanda na kasi sila eh? Kaya okay lang, tahimik sila. Amen? Hindi lang po mga kabataan ang maingay. You know, us, we need to worship the loudest. Lagi ko sinasabi here at church, the more that you grow older, the more problems that you have. Pwede ba yun? Right? Kasi mga bata, yan, maingay yan. Wala pa kasi pinagdadaan ng problema yan eh. Yung sinasabi natin, di ba? You know, what I'm saying here is that the more problems that we have, the more louder that we get. Amen? The more that we need to worship God. And that means the older that you get, the louder you get. Amen? Amen? We need to be a church that is filled with power. Tama na po yung church sa tahimik lang. Dati kasi akala natin tahimik ang church. Dapat. Pagbuto sa tahimik ka. Di ba? Ano? Library? Hindi naman tayo library. We are a church. And in the church, we call it what? It's a house of worship. Come on, say it. Worship. It's a house of worship. We worship God. Amen. We sing to God. We call out His name. We declare His powerful name. Amen. And we need to raise up followers of Jesus Christ who are not afraid to use the sword, to wield the sword, to swing the sword. Amen. In the battle. We need to raise up a church that is loud, who is not afraid to voice their praise in seasons of darkness. Amen. You know, if you're going through something right now, I don't know, if you're going through something right now, you need to stand up and start worshiping God. Amen. Come on, who here right now, you're going through something? May problema ka. May problema ka? Tumayo ka. Come on, stand up. Stand up. Stand up and just give God a worship. Give God a clap of praise. Come on, give Him a shout of praise. Come on. Sabi ko nga, the bigger the problem, the louder your praise should be. Come on. Come on. 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Come on, give God. 2, 1. Come on. Medyo napapagaang ba? Go ahead, sit down, sit down. Practice lang po yun. Mamaya we will worship God. And I want that same energy, that same passion, that same life that you have right now, mamaya. Sino excited to worship? Excited to bring down yung mga strongholds, to bring down yung mga pinagdadaanan mo. Amen? Let me ask you this question before we move forward. Maybe you're thinking, you know, yung praise natin, yung worship natin, it is, ano bang maibibigay natin sa Panginoon? Let me ask you this question. Sabi dito na, what can we give to God who made and owns everything? We believe that God made everything, right? Lahat ginawa ni Lord. And we believe that God owns everything. Amen? Ang tanong dito, anong maibibigay mo as a gift sa Panginoon? Sa Panginoon who made everything. Sa Panginoon who owns everything. Sino dito meron kang ganung kaibigan, meron kang asawa, o partner, o whatever, na tuwing Pasko, tuwing birthday niya, hindi mo alam kung ano ibibigay mong regalo sa, namumroblema ka pa. Iyon po ang malaki kong problema kay Pastora. Hindi ko alam kung ano ibibigay ko lagi sa kanya. Kasi, una-una, nasa kanya na lahat, right? Hindi, pangalawa, ang taas ang standard niya. Yung feeling mo na kapag binigyan ko ng regalo, baka sabihin niya, ito lang. Ano ba yan? Pangit naman ang regalo mo sa akin. Ano mo yun? Ang hirap magbigay na, sino rin meron kang kailangan ganun? Ang hirap regaluhan. Right? Alam mo si Lord, minsan ginaisip natin eh. Ang hirap regaluhan ni Lord, bakit? Sa kanya na lahat eh. Right? He doesn't need anything. Right? And lahat kaya niyang gawin. Alam mo ang bibigay mo sa kanya? You know, there is this one thing. There is this one thing that we can give to God that He can't give to Himself. That He cannot create for Himself. Do you know what that is? It's worship. Amen? That's the second point. Worship is our gift. That's our gift to God. Maybe you're thinking, Lord, gusto kong i-repay lahat ng binigay mo sa akin. Lord, gusto kong i-repay yung sacrifice that you did 2,000 years ago when you died on the cross for me, when you saved me. Lord, I want to repay lahat ng time that you were there for me. Kaso hindi ko alam kung ano bibigay ko sa'yo. Ang hirap mong regaluhan eh. Let me tell you, let me inform you this afternoon. We can give God our worship. We can give God our thanks. Akala kasi natin kailangan mag-sacrifice tayo. No? Kailangan lumuhod ako mula apari hanggang hulo. Mahirap siguro no, pag nasa dagat ka na. I need to make these sacrifices. Ano ba mga sacrifices that I need to take? Sabi ni David sa Psalms 50, verse 14, offer to God a sacrifice. A sacrifice of what? A sacrifice of thanksgiving. Sabi mo, thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is our praise. Amen? God gave us good things out of the abundance of the heart, of His heart. God, He gives us opportunity after opportunity to partner with Him in ministry. Okay? God answers our prayers. Sometimes it's a yes. Sometimes it's a no. Most of the times it's a not now, but still. Siento you are thankful that God answers your prayers. Amen? We are thankful when God gives us something. We are thankful when God disciplines us sometimes. Amen? Now, what is your response to what God has given you, to what God has done to you? Sabi mo, we thank God. That's it. Yun lang eh. Alam mo yun? It's a simple thank you. That's what God wants. That's what God needs because that's what He doesn't have. That's what He... Ang hirap po kasi, di ba? Ang hirap magpuri sa sarili. Nasubukan nyo na ba yun? Puruhin nyo yung sarili nyo. Ang ganda ko today. Parang kahit, ano, somehow and some way, parang ang plastic noon. Parang hindi totoo. Right? Because nanggagaling sa sarili mo eh. Praise can only go up. Ano yung ibig sabihin? And with God, there's nothing more up there. He can't look down to Himself. He can't. And He needs people who needs to look up to Him and say, thank you, Lord. Amen? That's why worship, it's our thanks, it's our gift to God. It's something na mabibigay natin nang wala si Lord. Maybe that's why the enemies try to shut down yung ating praise, yung ating worship. Maybe that's why late ka lagi dumadating. Meron bang late? Magabang tayo na may papasok. Hindi, joke lang. No, bakit? Kasi iniisip po na, hindi, okay lang ma-late. Ang importante, yung mensahe. Di ba? Na, tara na, late na tayo. Hindi, okay lang yun. Nagbo-worship pa naman sila. Kakantahan pa sila. Mamayan tayo pumunta doon. Tama ba? Ang mahalaga naman yung sermon. You know, I realize that lahat ng ginagawa natin sa church, it's all for us. Pansin mo yun? Reading the Bible, doing our devotion. Para saan ba yun? Para kanino ba yun? Para kay Lord? Misa kasi parang feeling natin, utang na loob natin kay Lord, hindi tayo nag-devotion tayo. Pinamumukha pa natin. Di ba? But you know, in reality, what is our devotion? Para saan ba? Why are we reading God's Word? So that our faith will grow stronger. Na pag may dumating na bagyo, nakatindig pa rin tayo in Jesus. So our devotion is for who? It's for us, right? Prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is talking to God. So is it for us? Is it for God? Narito na iba. No, it's for us. Amen? We need to talk to God. Hearing God's word, itong sermon natin, para saan ba itong mensahe na to? Para kay Lord? No, it's for us. Amen? So that we know how to live right, how to follow Jesus. Okay, Pastor, how about giving? We are giving to God, right? What is it give? Para sa being giving, sabi sa Bible that we need to give and it shall come back to us. So what is giving? It's for us. So that God will bless us. Amen? So all of those things that we do, it's for us. And the only thing that we can give to God is our praise and our worship. Amen? You know, after everything that God has given us, the one thing that we can give Him is worship. And a lot of people, we are robbing God of the only thing that we can give God when we refuse to worship. When we sit there, when we stand there, na nakatingin lang tayo. When we don't thank God, when we don't praise God, maybe you say, Pastor, kasi hindi ako yun eh, hindi ako ganyan eh. Right? Pero pag sa mga concert, di ba, grabe ka makatalon. Nunod ka lang wawawin lang, grabe ka maka... Di ba? Amen? Kapag video kayo, pag piyesta, di ba? Kabisado mo lahat. Pinutin mo yung 5, 4, 3, 6, 2. Wala ka ng booklet pa. Eh, pero pagdating sa church, amen? Corny kasi, pastor eh. Come on. Or maybe you say, baka pagtawanan kasi ako. Kasi maraming cameraman dito eh. Bigla akong kuha na, nag-worship ako. Tapos ipopost pa niya, itatag pa ako nung nag-invite sa akin. Pagtatawanan ako yun. Ayoko mag-worship. Come on. Sabi mo, I don't care. You know, si David, he doesn't care. Amen? You know, one time, meron pong nangyari kay David. He went out into the battle. They weren't supposed to win that battle because they were overwhelmed by the enemy. But because God was with them. So, yung taniniwala, if God is with you in the battle, you win. Sabi mo sa tabi mo, panalo ka na. Amen? Kapag kasama mo si Lord, panalo ka na. And that's what happened kay David. They were fighting a battle because God was with them. They won. Pag uwi nila, they were heroes. They came dun sa Jerusalem, David and his mighty men of valor. Tuntuwa lahat sila. Woo! Anong ginawa ni David? Do you know what David did? He took off his clothes and he started to dance and worship God in the middle of the city. Remember, this is king. Can you imagine si President Duterte ginawa niya yon? Di ba? Ngayon pa nga lang eh. He is being criticized, di ba? Na, hindi siya statesman. Dapat kasi yan, decente. He's being criticized, you know? It's okay. It's not about worshiping God anyways, right? Pero itong si David, he is the king. Dapat siya decente ka. Dapat papasok ka, di ba? Naka-armor ka, naka-gown ka pa. Sa ibang mga kingdoms nga, bawal mo harapin talaga yung king eh. O bawal mo talikuran eh. Dapat kapag nilalakad ka, pag nakaharap ka, dapat pag ganyan lagi. Di ba? Hindi mo pwede ipakita yung likod mo. Bakit? It's undignified. Pero itong si David, he took off his clothes and he started to dance and worship God in the middle of the street. Ano mo sabi ng asawa niya? Nakakaya ka? Anong ginagawa mo? Nakakaya ka? Kinahihiya kita? Sabi nung asawa niya. And you know what David said? I don't care. Come on, sabihin mo sa tayo mo, I don't care. Yung bang tao pinagtatawanan ka, kapag ba nangangailangan ka, nandyan sila para sa'yo? O pagtatawanan ka rin niya? Come on. Yung bang tao, yung mga taong ayaw kang pagtawanan, tama? Yeah. Hindi ko alam yung sinasabi ko in Tagalog eh. Those people who are laughing at you, will they be there? Will they rescue you? Would they die for your sin? Come on, sabi mo, I don't care. Si David, he doesn't care if people would laugh. What he cares about is that Jesus, that God is being praised. The God who rescued him. Amen? The God that made a difference sa buhay niya from just a shepherd to a king. Sabi niya, I don't care. I would worship my God. Amen? You know, dapat ganyan din tayo when we approach our worship. I don't care. If people laugh at me, what I care about is that my God is being praised. The one that provided for me. The one that was there for me kahit na anong nangyayari. Amen? So why is worship important to us? Because it is the only thing that we can give to God that God can't give to Himself. Kaya nga, di ba sabi ni Jesus that if you won't worship me, then I will ask those stones to cry out. Hindi niya sinabi, then ako na mag-worship sa sarili ko. Mag-selfie-selfie na lang ako. No. He created us for that purpose. To worship Him. To give Him praise. To thank Him for everything. Amen? Because our worship is our gift. Sabi mo, gift. Let's go back to that verse in Psalms 22, verse 3. Sabi ron, the last verse. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Sabi mo, enthroned. I want to look at this word. This one word, enthroned. Ano ba sabi ng enthroned? I looked it up in the dictionary. Ito yung sinabi sa may enthroned. Enthroned is this. Install a monarch or a king on a throne. Especially during a ceremony to mark the beginning of their rule. Ito pala ibig sabihin yon, enthroned. When David says that you are being enthroned in our praises, ang sinasabi niya ron is that I will worship my God even in the middle of my struggles, even in the middle of my problems, because God is the Lord. He is in control. He is the King of my problems and my situation. That's why kahit nasa gitna ng problema, sinasabi niya, my God, you are enthroned in the praises of your people. You know, when we worship, it is a royal procession. It's a pageantry, ika nga natin. It's a procession bringing Jesus as King and the Lord in the middle of our situation. We're not saying, God, take me away from this. Lord, tanggalin mo sa akin to. But when we are worshiping, we are saying, God, even if I'm in the middle of the storm, you come in. You are my God. Nagigit yung ibig sabihin? Right? When we worship, we're not asking God to remove us from our situation. But when we worship, we are inviting God into our situation. Most of the time, we don't praise. We don't worship. What do? We complain. Reklamo tayo ng reklamo. We keep telling God about our pain. We keep telling God about our sickness, our hurt. Yung mga kakulangan natin, yun nakikita natin. Right? Nick, wala kulang kasi sweldo ko, Lord. Kaya kailangan ko magtrabaho. Right? Yeah, si David, he was complaining, my God, why have you forsaken me? Pero hindi natatapos doon. Because most of us, we are always stuck in verse 1. Amen. Thank God in Psalms 22, hindi natapos sa verse 1. May verse 2, may verse 3 pa. Sometimes we're stuck complaining about our problems. Complaining about yung mga offenses. Na-offend ako. Yung mga disappointments natin. Do you know, every time that we do that, every time that we complain, do you know what God is saying? You know what God is saying? He's saying, I know. Lord, hindi ko mo sinaintindihan. Dami kong problema. I know. Who here believes that God is God? He is all-knowing. Before ko pagdaanan yun, o bago mo pa pagdaanan yung pinagdadaanan mo ngayon, alam niya na na pagdadaanan mo yun. Amen? Alam niya na yung, bago mo pa sabihin yung problema mo, God is already saying, I know. I know. Maybe you're saying, okay, anong ginagawa mo, Lord? Sino ito nakapunod na ng wrestling? Manunod ka ng wrestling before? Nahiya si Nathan. Bilang bumaba, ano? At one time sa buhay mo, sino pamilyar doon, ano? Ako, mahilig ako sa mga tag team. Mga favorite kong tag team champion. Kanina sabi ko, Bushwalkers. Pero sa to lang, ang favorite kong tag team champions are the Demolition Men or Demolition Team. Ah, I forgot their names. Alam mo yung pag-tag team, di ba? Pag merong isang ginugulpi sa gitna, anong ginagawa ng ka-tag team niya? Anong ginagawa? Nakaganon lang. Yan, buti nga sa'yo. Diba? Anong ginagawa nila, di ba? Kasi may rules, kailangan nakahawa ka doon sa may ano eh. Parang may tali sa doon. Anong ginagawa nila? Di ba? Come on, kaya mo yan. Ni-encourage, come on. Come on, bakit? Kasi hindi siya makapasok doon sa laban hanggang hindi siya natatag in. And sometimes when we are complaining to God, that's what God is doing. Come on. Come on, come on. Tag me in. Worship me so I can get into the battle. Amen? Sometimes kasi pagko-complain natin, ang itsura lang natin, mukha tayong gulpe. Lord, tignan mo na nangyayari sa akin. And then, sabi ni God, bumangon ka, tap me in. Taas mo yung kamay mo, reach out for me. Ikaw naman, hindi ko kaya. Hindi ko kaya. Pagod na ako. Hirap na hirap ako. Amen? Anong kailangan mo lang gawin? Just reach out and tap Jesus in. That's what worship does. Amen? God is just waiting for your worship so He can be let in to your problems so that He can be Lord, God, and King over your situations. Amen? That's the third point. Our worship is our lens. Sino mayroong gantong lens? Ito, pang batang 70s na to. Batang 60s. Nalala ko yung tatay ko, meron siya laging ganito. Kasi medyo malabo na yung mata niya. So yung nagbabasa siya, lagi nakaganyan. May salamin pa yun, in fairness, ano? Doble-doble. Baka kailangan niya na ng binocular soon. Ano ginagawa ng lente? Ha? It magnifies something na maliit. Right? That's what worship does. It magnifies. Kaya nga isa sa mga words when we talk about worship is the word magnify. We magnify your name, God. What does that mean? Magnify your name. Pinalalaki natin. When we are worshiping, we are magnifying. The problem is that, what are you worshiping? Tanong mo yung katabi mo, what are you worshiping? What are we worshiping? What? Kung ano yung minaworship natin, yun yung minamagnify natin. Kung ano yung minamagnify natin, yun yung laging sinasabi natin. Ano lagi mo sinasabi? Dami kong problema. Ang pangit ang situation ko. Ang laki ng utang ko. So what are you doing? You are worshiping your problems, your situations. So ano nangyari ngayon? You are magnifying it. Right? Ito yung problema mo. Because you are magnifying it, nung una, hindi mo makita. Medyo hindi mo nga napapansin eh. Right? Parang pimples lang. Sino yung nagka-pimples na before? Ito, hindi ko lang alam kung napapansin nyo to. Kapag yung pimples, pinapansin mo, mas lumalaki siya. Di ba? Si Pastor laging ganun, may pimple. Huwag mong pansinin. Kinabukasan, pag di ko pinansin, nawawala eh. Pero yung pag lagi mo pinapansin, mamaya-maya, volcano na yun. Di ba? The same thing with our problems. Minsan di mo nga napapansin eh. Kaso nga, bilang mo napansin, pinansin mo lang pinansin, minagnify mo, yung dating maliit lang, biglang lumaki. Di ba? Ngayon, kitang-kita mo na kahit sa malayo, problems. Dati parang, ano yun? But because you are magnifying it, what happened? It becomes big. Amen? You know, when we do not worship God, what we are doing is that we are worshiping and magnifying our problems. When we don't worship God, we believe that our problems are bigger than God. Amen? Tignan mo naglag yung worship ko. We know that God is bigger, right? But because we are magnifying our problems, all of a sudden, parang mas malaki bigla yung problema kaysa kay God. Why? Because we are worshiping this problem. We are magnifying it. You know, minsan kasi ang tendency natin is to overthink. Sabi mo, think. Sabi mo, isip. Isip kasi tayo ng isip. Tama ba? Kakaisip mo sa problema, parang pimple nga, sa kakaisip sa'yo, tigyawat. Di ba? Kaiisip eh, because we are always overthinking. We are always, sometimes when we overthink, alam mo nangyayari? Sabi nga nila yung overthinking, it's a waste of imagination. Kasi hindi pa nangyayari, iniisip mo na mangyayari. And because of that, we're stuck. We are paralyzed in fear. Right? Fear is paralyzing. There's a lot of people who are experiencing fear and worries right now na paralyzed na, hindi na makatayo, hindi na makapag-worship. Bakit? Hindi na makagalaw eh. Because of fear. Right? Hindi mo na maitaas yung kamay mo. Hindi mo na maibuka yung bibig mo. Bakit? Fears and worries. Why? Saka iisip. Sabi mo, iisip. Instead na mag-isip, na mag-isip. Try mo kayang mag-worship. Amen? Pasok. Shout out kay Joanna. You know, when we worship God, instead of worshiping our problems and magnifying our problems, hindi yung sinasabi, baliktad pira tong box ko. Instead of worshiping our problems, when we worship God, you know what happened? We begin to realize that our situations and our problems are now small. Why? Because our worship is now on God. It's no longer on problems, it's on God. Now you are seeing God magnified. Wow! 20 times pala bigger ang aking Diyos kaysa sa problema kong ito. Ang liit lang lang pang problema ko. You know, when we worship God, we will begin to realize that our God is bigger than our problems. Now when you put God into your problems, what happens is this. Bang. Pamay na lang po ng lente. Because worship is our lens. Amen? Another thing about worship, and I will finish with this, the last thing, is that worship is, you know this, our weapon. Sabi mo, worship is our weapon. Because we think ang worship is just our obligation, our duty. Ano na, nasa simbahan ako, nag-worship, so kailangan ko magtaas ang kamay. Sabi ni Pastor, raise up our hands. Raise up my hands. Di ba? Nag-raise up ka nga ng hands mo, mga 10 seconds lang, dahan-dahan bumababa. Hindi nga nakatingin si Pastor. Taas mo ang kamay, taas ulit kamay. Tama ba? Minsan ayaw mo na mag-church dahil dun eh. Ayaw ko dun, taas ang kamay. Wala na nga akong pera, pambili ng... Pia, tataas ba yung kamay ko? Kasi akala natin obligation, akala natin duty natin eh. Right? You know, if you don't see worship as our weapon, you will miss its power. Yes, there is power in worship. Another thing about worship, not only our weapon, but our worship is our sacrifice. Pagdudugtugtugan nila itong mga bagay nito, para malaman natin the meaning of our worship is our weapon. Sabi ko na, our worship is our sacrifice. Sabi mo, sacrifice. What is sacrifice? What is worship? You know, it, if it costs you nothing, it's not worship. If it costs you nothing, if you don't have to sacrifice anything, that's not worship. Let's go back to the story of David. This is story, another story about King David. Nanalo naman siya sa isang labanan, sa isang battle. And you know what David said? Sabi niya, I will build an altar here because this is where I became victorious because of God. And then narinig po nung may-ari nung lot, sabi niya, oh, you know what? Because you are my king, I will give this lot for free. Sa'yo na yan. For God. Anong sabi ni David? Thank you, ah. Nope. Anong sabi ni David? No. I will not sacrifice to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing. Ayoko ng libre. Tayo kasi mga Pilipino, ang hiling mo sa libre, you know? Palibre, basta may free, nandun ka na. Amen? Sabi ni David, no, if it's for free, then it's not worth it. Then it's not worth giving to my God. Sabi niya, in fact, babayaran ko ng twice pa yung lugar na yan. Because I will not sacrifice anything that doesn't cost me anything. Yun yung heart ni David because he understood the power of worship. Kapag walang sacrifice, walang power. Amen? Yung kanta ka ng kanta, sigaw ka ng sigaw, pero wala ka naman sinacrifice, walang power. Amen? Yung kahit na itaas mo na, pati dalawa mong paa, kawa-worship. Pero pag walang sacrifice, sabi nga nung kakilala kong, sabi niya, pag walang sacrifice, walang power. You know, they say daw, pag walang knowledge, walang power. But I believe that if walang sacrifice, walang power. Yeah. Amen? The power of worship is in our sacrifice. Amen? Because when you give a sacrifice of praise, your worship becomes your weapon. We always say that, you know, kailangan ko po sinasabi, our worship is our weapon, our worship is our weapon. But if you don't have any sacrifice, then your worship is powerless. Walang silbi. We need to sacrifice in order for our weapon or for our praise to become our weapon. Ito pinakamaganda dito, this weapon, your worship, it's yours. Sabi mo, it's mine. Sabi mo, it's mine. Nakakita ka na ba in a battle? Nakakita ka na lang isang sundalo, bitbit niya yung baril niya, bila niya pinamimigay. Sayo na to, ikaw na bahala dyan. Tirahin mo yun. Meron bang ganun? Ano yung mga sundalo, yung mga warriors, ano ginagawa nila? Yung kanilang sword, yung kanilang weapon, it's with them all the time. Yung iba nga tinatali pa eh. Yung iba nakasukbit. Everywhere they go, maliligo sila. May dala silang weapon. Bakit? Baka kasi mamaya biglang dumating yung kalaban eh. That's our enemy. Sabi sa Bible that our enemy is just waiting, prowling, waiting for the right time. Remember when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness? 3 times he was tested and 3 times, you know, he repelled the enemy. And then anong sabi doon? That the enemy, Satan, sabi niya, na umalis na lang siya and just waiting for the opportune time to go back and attack Jesus Christ. It's the same thing with us. The enemy is just waiting for us to drop our weapons so that he can come and pounce on us. So that he can come and kill us, steal from us. Amen? Our weapon is our weapon. Hindi mo pwede sabihin, Christian, ikaw nalang mag-worship para sa amin. This is not a show. Now we're just watching like that. Yaman sila mag-worship. We are worshiping as a church. Pero hindi ako yan eh. So yaman mo sila mag-worship. You know, if it's your weapon, it's yours. And if it's your weapon, dapat lagi mong hawak. Amen? You need to carry it and you need to carry it all the time with you. Now, if our worship is our weapon and it is yours, why are you not carrying it? Why are you not fighting the battles with your sword? But instead, you're fighting the battles with your problems. Ano ba lagi nasa bibig mo? Nakakita ka ng sundalong sumugod? Anong dala niya? Chismis. Meron bang ganun? Sumugod sa battle, anong dala niya? Problema. May problema ako, mga kalaban. Ang dami kong utang. Ano sabi nung kalaban? Kawawa ka naman. Malamang binaril yun. O sige, patayin na kita para wala ka ng problema. You know, sometimes that's how we look like fighting our battles, puro problema. Para kang lagi naka-filter ng sumusugod ka. Ba, wala ka kasing problema, wala ka kasing sordi, wala ka kasing praise and worship. Why are you fighting your battles with your problems? Why do we keep telling God about our negative situations instead of worshiping God and wielding our sword, our weapon against our enemy? Amen? So let me ask again, why don't we worship? Bakit di tayo nag-worship? Bakit kapag nasa church, ganyan lang tayo? Kuwari, miyak-iyak ka pa ng konti, di ba? Pero iniisip mo, hanggang kailan kaya matatapos to? Tagal ah. Paulit-ulit na lang ah. Why are we not worshiping? Tanong mo yung katabi mo, why? Tanongin mo sa kanya yung kabila, yung hindi pong hindi pinapansin, sabi mo, why? Bakit nga ba? Let me tell you why. Because we come to church with our baggages. Let me explain this to you much further. When we come to church, this is how we look like. Right? Punta tayo sa church, hi, kaway-kaway tayo. Pero pagpasok mo sa simbahan, ganito itsura mo. Hello, baby. Thanks, man. Salamat, oh. Ganito yung itsura natin, di ba? Hello, hello. Welcome to church. Saan ay makaupo? Kala po ka nung upuan. Upo sa pinakalikod pa, no? Hirap na hirap ka. Hindi ka makagalaw. Pag upo mo sa upuan mo, hindi ka nalatayo doon. Doon ka na lang. But ang bigat kasi, ang dami mong dali. Right? You have so many baggages with you. Right? Ano yung mga baggages na yun? Yung mga past sins mo. Yung mga dati mo nang ginawa, dati ng buhay mo. Alam mo, pinatawag ka na ng Lord, pero hanggang ngayon, bit-bit mo pa din yun. Hindi mo kasi naintindihan, God. Hindi mo kasi naintindihan, Pastor, ang dami kong ginawa. Sobrang sama akong tao. Nasaktan ko na, sobrang daming tao. Bit-bit mo pa rin yun. Hindi ka makapag-worship, bakit? Didala ako eh. Ano pa yung mga baggages mo? Yung mga present sin mo, maybe yung nagawa mo kanina. Di ba? Papunta ka sa church, sama mo yung pamilya mo, pagdating mo siya sa bait-bait mo, di ba? Pero pag ni-rewind mo, 5 minutes ago, pinagsisigaw mo yung anak mo. Ano ba? Umayos ka nga. Ah, hello, hi, praise God. Di ba? Bila ka ang bait-bait. Pero pa nag-worship na, man, nasigawan ko yung anak ko. Tama ba? Ang dami kong dali. Maybe ito yung mga future sins mo na feeling mo, dahil nagkamali ka before, magkakamali ka na naman. Right? So I can't worship because masama akong tao eh. Tama ba? Or maybe you have this. Itong upuan na to. I call it the judgment seat. Dito na lang ako. Kasi, nasaktan ako before. Nasaktan ako ng mga leaders ko, ng mga churches na attend ko before. So, dito ako makapag-worship because I'm hurt. Ang dami mong dala. Tama ba? Hindi ka na makaalis. Hindi ka na makapag-worship. Bakit? Ang dami kong bit-bit eh. Amen? And we keep carrying yung guilt, yung shame natin, thinking na, well, this is mine. Maybe yung pride mo, I can't worship God. I have this. Maybe yung mga worries, yung mga fears mo. Yan ang bit-bit natin. Kanina, I was talking about sacrificing. That worship is all about sacrificing. And maybe you're saying, nakakalo ka ba, wala tayong maibibigay sa Panginoon. Kundi yung praise natin, yung worship natin. So, ano yung kailangan kong sacrifice? Yep. You need to sacrifice all these baggages. Leave it all behind. Iwan mo na. Sabi mo, iwan mo na. Maybe, I don't know what baggages you're carrying right now. Kaya hindi ka makapag-worship. Tanong mo yung katabi mo, anong baggages mo? Amen. Hindi tayo nasa eroplano na lahat ng baggage mo, dadalhin mo. You know, when we come to God, God is saying, come as you are. Huwag mo lang bitbitin yung mga baggages mo. Pinatawad na kita, sabi ni Lord. Iiwan mo na sa pinto. Amen? Huwag mo lang bitbitin pa yung mga present sin mo, that I forgive your sins before and even now and the sins in the future. God is saying, leave everything behind so you can worship me. Amen? We have to leave yung ating seat. Yung kinauupuan natin. Ano bang kinauupuan mo hanggang ngayon? Ayaw mong bitawan. Ayaw mong tumayo. You need to stand up. Amen? You leave that seat and leave these baggages behind. Or you say, Pastor, kailangan bitawan lahat. Oh, yeah. Would you rather keep it? Amen? Or would you rather give it to God and sacrifice to God? That's it. And begin to worship and lift up your hands. Amen? You know, you can't come to God with all those baggages. You can't enthrone God in the middle of your problems if you are sitting kung saan siya dapat nakaupo. As King and as Lord of your life. Amen? You know, this afternoon, we need to remove all these baggages. Just like what Moses did, what Abraham did, what David did. Every time that there is victory, anong gagawin nila? They would set up an altar. They would put all stones there and set up an altar and begin to praise God. I don't know what baggages you have right now, but you need to leave it right here, right now, in God's altar. Amen? And begin to worship God. If you are in the middle of your nighttime season, you're going through some financial problems, maybe relationship problems, I don't know kung anong problema pinagdadaanan mo, kung anong situation that you're in right now. If you begin to worship God and praise God and let God come into your life, watch how He will change it. Amen? Come to the altar of worship. Come on, I invite you to stand up right now. Get up off your chairs right now. And I invite you to worship God in the altar right now. Whatever in between mo right now, give it to God. Put it down in this altar right now. Come on. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what in between mo right now. Come on, I invite you up front. Bring it up here. Bring it up into God's altar. Come on, and just start to worship God. Come on. Come on, anybody. Just begin to worship. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Just worship God right now. Come on, sing to God right now. Sing, holy, holy. Story sa Bible. Hindi ko lang kung familiar kay Paul. Kailan niyo si Paul? His name was Saul before, and then somehow and some way, Jesus came into his life. And it changed his life forever. But somehow, he found himself in prison. Sino iniwala dito? Now when you follow Jesus Christ, it's not always sunny. It's not always the best things na mangyayari. Sometimes you will find yourself in night seasons. You will find yourself in prison. That's what happened kay Paul. He found himself in prison along with his friend, si Silas. Wala po silang ginagawang mali. They were just following Jesus. Right? Then all of a sudden, they're in the prison cell. Now instead, Siguro kung tayo na doon, Lord, wala mo na akong ginagawa, bakit ako nandito? You will start to blame God. Maninisan na lang tayo, di ba? Lord, ibalik mo na yung trabaho ko. As if naman kinuha ni Lord yung trabaho mo. Binintangan mo, pinagbintangan mo pa si Lord, eh, no? But itong si Paul, ito si Silas, instead of blaming God, anong ginawa nila? They started to worship God. Amen? They started to sing out, saying, "Holy, holy, to my one and only, who is like our God." And the more that they sing louder and louder and louder, do you know what happened? Earthquake happened. You know, before, akala ko yung earthquake, it was something to break Paul and Silas free. But it wasn't. Kaya pag nagkaroon ng earthquake, bumukas yung pinto, natanggal yung kanilang posas, anong ginawa nila? Hindi sila umalis. Why? Because they understood that the earthquake wasn't meant to free them. Now I understand that the earthquake was meant for God to come in to their situation. Amen? And you know what happened? When God comes in your situation, everything changes. Hindi lang si Paul at si Silas. You know, even yung mga guards and pati yung family ng guards were changed because of that situation, because of what happened. So maybe you find yourself right now, you are finding yourself in prison cells. Ano mo kailangan mong gawin? Hindi mo kailangan pang maglabas ng mga pick. Alam MacGyver para sundutin yung iyong posas. Hindi mo na alam pang sumigaw sa mga tao para i-free ka. You know what you need to do is just worship God. Because when you worship God, God will come in to your situation. And He will not just change you. He will not just change your situation, but He will change your family. He will change your friends. He will change the people around you. It all starts when we worship God. So this afternoon, let's worship God with all our hearts, with all our voices, with our hands raised up, saying, "Holy, holy, holy," and watch God change your life. Come on, sing it out. Our hearts adore you. It out, sing holy, holy. Come on, church. Come on. Come on. Let our hearts adore you. Say, I could never grow tired.
You.
Come on. I know all of us here is going through something right now. Don't let that situation, don't let any problems quiet you down. Don't let any situation shut you up. And the bigger the problem, the louder you should get. The bigger the problem, the higher your hands are raised up, reaching out to God. Lord, you see our hearts. Lord, you hear our praises. God, this afternoon, be enthroned over our praises. Be enthroned over our problems right now. Be enthroned over our situations right now. Lord, be enthroned over our country. In Jesus' name, Lord, you are King, you are Lord. Come on, begin to receive and believe. the promise, God's salvation, God's move in your life right now. Believe in Jesus' name that things will change. Things will change. Maybe things na hindi mo inaasahan. But God, He won't give you what you want, but He will give you what you need. And Lord, we are declaring right now that You start moving in our lives, that You start moving in our situations, God. Lord, thank You for what You have done for us, for what You are doing to us, and for what You are about to do in our lives, Lord. We will not shut up. We will not be quiet. Even in the night season of our lives, we will shout and we will praise You, Lord. Lord, thank You so much. And I pray, God, that You'll continue to raise up this church as a worshiping church, Lord. And we will continue to wield our weapons, swing our worship wherever we go, Lord. Even in the darkest nights, even in the darkest places, Lord, we will worship You and we will welcome You, Lord, in those places. Lord, we welcome You here at Apollo City, Lord. Lord, we are declaring changed lives. We are declaring lives will be won. We are declaring, God, that lives will be surrendered to You, Lord, as we worship. Lord, let us be a church that sings the loudest, that reach out the longest, Lord, that dances the longest, Lord. Lord, maraming maraming salamat, Lord. And I pray, God, that You always put that in our hearts, the value of worship. Thank You, God. Thank You, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's give God the best of offering right now. Come on, as you go back to your seats, pwede bang high five 3 people as you go back, sabi mo sa kanya, congratulations. Congratulations. Why? Because now you have this weapon. You have this weapon. And you will be victorious just like si David. In every battle that he goes to, lagi siyang panalo. Why? Because God was always with him. Because he understood worship.